You're not gonna say it. Somebody should. Let's talk about two time. Let's talk about bum one, yeah. Asking the questions that nobody could. Like, where are the bone thugs and are they in harmony? You're a helpful snowman.
Hey, everybody. Well, it's episode 399. I mean, what are you going to do with that? How are you supposed to deal with the fact of, well, it's 399, and I've been dildo gently. That's a great name for a personal lubricant, dildo gently. Do your due dildo gentility. So, I was like, what should I do? I had considered doing just kind of a fuck you episode, like a 2-minute. I was thinking, could I fit it, you know, into an entire, just basically play the theme song, start talking over the end of the theme song, and then just, it goes right back into the theme song again, and play me out. But I was like, no. I should do something. So here's what I decided. I got a book from the library. Now, I have to tell you the story of this book because it's fucking crazy. It's a $40 book cover price. It's like $42 on Amazon. And I've considered, I'm like, maybe I should buy a copy of this shit because I feel like it's going to go out of print and then be worth a ton of money for psychos. Because here's what it is. It's called Empire Beneath the Ice by Stephen Quayle. Empire Beneath the Ice, subtitle, How the Nazis Won World War II. And there's a picture of what looks like some kind of German base in the Arctic, computer generated. If you played The Sims, and in The Sims you're like, I'm going to go make my Sims Nazis and give them an Arctic sort of Nazi base. With a pretty tiny swastika painted on the side, but and then there's UFOs coming front and center, and a UFO that has what looks kind of like an Iron Cross. Oh, it definitely has a swastika. Now, is this UFO like a alien UFO, or is it a Nazi created flying saucer? Shall I read you the description? It's extremely long. In Empire Beneath the Ice, author Stephen Quayle reveals why most of what you learned about World War II and the defeat of Nazi Germany is wrong. You'll discover, why the suppressed evidence proves Adolf Hitler didn't die before Germany surrendered during World War II and how he eluded capture. How Nazi SS members, scientists, and soldiers escaped with Hitler to create colonies in other parts of the world to continue their monstrous research. Why in 1947, Admiral Richard E. Byrd warned that the U.S. should adopt measures to protect against invasion by high-tech aircraft coming from the polar regions, adding, the time has ended when we are able to take refuge in our isolation and rely on the certainty that the distances, the oceans, and the poles were a guarantee of safety. That's actually not a terrible point. Maybe his, if he's talking about flying saucers, yes, but the distance, no. How, using advanced technology, Nazi saucers defeated the U.S. military long after World War II was supposedly over. Why the U.S. space program was mostly a sham, and why the UFOs that started appearing around the world in late 1940s were, and still are, most likely flown by Nazi pilots. How key government manufacturing, pharmaceutical, financial leaders, and institutions helped Hitler come into power and facilitated the preservation of Nazi wealth and power after World War II. Why today's world is secretly controlled by a malevolent shadow government and entire populations are being surreptitiously brainwashed. How ancient stargates have been duplicated to open portals into spiritual and demonic universes. Why those controlling our planet have laid the groundwork for a takeover by a dictator who could best be described as the Antichrist of the Bible. Empire Beneath the Ice exposes the dangers our world faces and will arm you with the tools you need to counter these unspeakable secret evils. So, here's what's, what I find amazing about this is, you know, people would probably see this and see, like, how the Nazis won World War II and their swastikas and be like, oh, this seems like a kind of a pro-Nazi thing. But it sounds like this guy is not pro-Nazi, just crazy. And thinks Nazis are evil, which seems correct, but not that, not that there's much he can do about it. I don't know what to say to that, but he thinks they have flying saucers and they're terrorizing people, but I don't know. They're lying in wait. I'm not sure what's happening. So here's the reason I have this book. I talked to a librarian at my work who does the book buying. And one of the services we offer at our library is interlibrary loan, and it's a free service. So let's say you want something, we don't have it, and it's nowhere nearby. We can order it from basically anywhere in the United States. And so this does cost the library money, right? Because you got to ship shit around. You got to process it. You got to have packaging for it, all these things. So, you know, I would put the cost at maybe like $12 for interlibrary loan. So the thing is, our interlibrary loan person was talking to this librarian and said, listen, we are interlibrary loaning this book for people pretty constantly. Like, it's kind of nonstop. And at this point, we've bought 3 copies of it. So we might as well just buy our own copy, just as a cost savings measure. And the librarian didn't really want to because it's A, insane, but more importantly, it's kind of expensive, but was like, you know, there you go. So flipping through it, there's some excellent paintings. There's a painting of a Nazi saucer battling 3 US P-51 Mustang fighters, and it's like shooting one of them down with a laser beam. There's a lot of stuff about Antarctica. There's a lot of bolded text. There's a lot. The nightmare lasted about 20 minutes. When the saucers again dived under the water, we evaluated our losses. They were terrifying. Tun, tun, tun. They have a cited source, which is Sheeple TV website. Oh, God, it's so long. I just want to read some of the highlights, some of the chapters. Stalin's Nightmare. Useful Fictions. I'm going to go a little further. Missing Spacesuits. They have pictures of Nazi spacesuits, which I assume were probably real, right? German nuclear reactors. That doesn't seem insane. Here's an illustration of ball lightning coming down a chimney. From 1886. Does anyone trust anything that's like, here's a pen and ink drawing of something that someone says happened in 1886, and it's like a dismayed family because a ball of lightning is rolling out of the fireplace. There's a picture of a Nazi alien. That's pretty great. UFOs around the planet. Yeah, duh. Operation Paperclip, reverse engineering, confusing the masses. Oh, God, here's a Henry Ford. I'll tell you who I think caused the Great War, Ford said, referring to the World War that had just ended a year earlier. Jews. What? Well, he was a whatchamacallit, right? Anti-Semite. Devil's Chemist, John F. Kennedy. Hollow Earth. Edward Halley, discoverer of Halley's Comets in 1692, suggested that anomalous compass readings could only be explained if the Earth was a hollow shell about 500 miles thick. See, I like this. It's like, well, this old scientist discovered this fucking thing. There's a guy who did an image of the Earth, and it looks like a butthole, basically. Here's a satellite photo that appears to show a hole in the Earth. It's like the Earth just looks like a big butt with a butthole. I love, that's a good one. I'm going to I like Hollow Earth. That's more fun than Flat Earth. Because I'm like, prove it. Prove it. How do you know? How do you know that there's not like a bunch of space inside the Earth that people are using for Nazi whatever? Light and crystals. Of course, crystals are involved. Thought projection. Hitler's demon. The Pope believed that Hitler was possessed by a demon. Well, that doesn't seem that crazy. There's a very weird photoshopped picture of this Pope. The Great White Pope. Nazi runes. R-U-N-E-S. Oh, man. It's just pretty amazing. I mean, there's lots of weird Nazi shit in it, but then it's like, oh, here, hidden powers. This is what we want, right? Oh, there's like a Second Life-esque picture of a demon talking to some lady who looks like she's like, whatever this demon is saying, I'm thinking about it. Oh, I can see. Oh, somebody check this out in Natrona County, wherever the hell that is. Area code 307. So there you go. There's a big picture of the devil, angels, Hitler and the Beast. Nazi art, Stargates. There you go. Stargates. There's a picture of Hitler as a medieval knight. That's pretty crazy. I mean, this is what's weird about this. This does seem like it's got real things in it. You know, it's got arts and shit. And then it's like, here we go. The cloning process. Would it really be possible to clone Hitler? Or perhaps even an army of Aryan supermen? Recently, there's been a push to create artificial wombs, with most of the efforts given almost no coverage in the popular press. Again, this technology has the potential for good, in this case, helping babies who are born prematurely to survive, or enabling the unborn to survive if a mother is injured, blah, blah, blah. Yet, with most modern technology, there is a potential to use the artificial womb to achieve grotesque ends, growing large numbers of individuals in something resembling an industrial process. The results could be an assembly line for human clones. That's great. I mean, sure. It's like, yeah, if you want to take something and be like, well, what's the worst thing they could do with it? Wouldn't it be easier, though, instead of cloning, to just sort of, like, enslave people and make babies that way? I mean, not to get weird about it, but it's just sort of like, well, we have the technology to do that already. I don't know. Cloning Hitler. It is thought that they moved to the South Pole, the Nazis. Crew members constructed an ice cave and had Hitler's files. Were there any remains delivered there? Oh my God. And then there's quotes from the Bible. I like, and this is a weird thing too, where it's like somehow quotes from the Bible are evidence that Hitler was like cloned, or that they were manufacturing babies or something, because it's like, aha, the physics of Stargates. Modern physics and string theory suggest there are parallel dimensions and that it is possible to travel between them. I got to be honest, I'm mostly just reading this hoping that, the FBI or something picks up on it and starts listening to this, because they're like, uh-oh, we got another one of these conspiracy nuts out there who's getting real into this Empire Beneath the Ice shit. And then maybe that's how you get more listeners, because it's like iTunes, he's like, this became real popular in the Virginia area, Quantico. And now all of a sudden everyone's listening to Helpful Snowman. Because they're just like, you know, I like do stuff all day and have things that are on my mind. And I like to just zone out with some bullshit sometimes. And I'm like, boy, have I got a show for you. Oh, doctor. Well, so basically, I'm hoping to read Empire Beneath the Ice. Or at least skim it. And then get back to you with some amazing facts. Because I think it's going to be full of amazing facts. Amazing in quotes and facts in separate quotes. Maybe double quoted. if that sends the message that this is probably nonsense. But this is kind of like what I was talking about before, about doing a conspiracy show, where it's just like, look, if you did 365 a year conspiracies, 5-minute conspiracy, and you just made up some crazy shit, you'd probably hit on something at some point that was close enough that would make people be like, that guy's a genius. He knew all along. The rest of you sheeple, while you were all napping, he was safeguarding everyone. All right. Well, that's all we're going to do. So look forward to episode 400. We're recording on Saturday. So if you want to call in or come in, get in touch with me before, like, well, before now, but as soon as possible. Because we'd love to have you. See you next time. Snowman, dee dee doo doo. To be honest, now I'm rethinking it. Like, maybe I should just record that quick episode, the in and out. Who knows? It's hard to say what's right. It's a strange world. It's a strange world, this empire beneath the ice.